Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey, welcome back to It's Time for Coffee. I'm so excited to be setting up this new series with you. This is our new series all about family called Focus on Family. After a wild 2020 at home, distance learning, the civil rights movement, and the election, and then the start of 2021 with an attack on our Capitol building, I'm reminded over and over again that I'm not in control of much. But as a mom, I can be in control of what my family thinks, how they feel, and how I raise them up to be God-loving, kind humans. Moms, as we carry this heavy load, let us not grow weary in doing good. Gosh, I'm so pumped for this new family series, and I cannot wait to dive in with you. After listening to this podcast series, week after week, you will feel supported and encouraged because you're going to learn about finances, time management, hear stories of marriages saved, how to flex your saying no and saying yes muscle a little bit more, how to prepare for a growing family, and so much more. All of these conversations are going to make you lead and love your family to the best of your ability. The goal in the next 12 weeks is to remind you that you are so loved, your work within your home is so valued, and no matter what stage of life you're in, from nursing a little baby to paying off debt, managing your teen's screen time limits, or playing with your grandkids, you are not alone. For the next 12 weeks, we're going to be talking all things family and family values. We have 6 incredible guests lined up, and in between each of those guests, it'll be just you and me. I wanted to create an opportunity for coffee dates with just you and I, and I thought talking about family was the best place to start. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Okay, so to kick this off, I wanted to share a question card from the new freebie I created for my email friends. If you're not on that list yet, go sign up now. It's a lot of fun, and I don't spam you with a ton of emails. It's just a little bonus, kind of like blog post sent to your email, just you and me with some links and just some communication. No big deal. I know and fully believe that our time as friends is so special and valuable. And often our one-on-one time is limited. And when we meet in real life for coffee, we don't have a ton of time to beat around the bush. And if you're like me and a lot of my friends, there's always 2 to 5 kids ready to interrupt at a moment's notice. So I created these cool conversation cards that are going to help us connect with our friends. No more just talking about the weather or really anything that just keeps us kind of surface level. No, we want to create and cultivate deep relationships. So we are going to bust out these cute cards and go for it. So to set a good example, I'm pulling one out now, and I will randomly select it, and I will tell you the answer to my question. Okay, the question is, when was the last time you printed pictures for your house? Okay, this is actually hilarious because I just made Jesse hang some huge frames in our house that actually don't have pictures in them. It was a bit of a, you know, discussion because why would I have him hang photo or picture frames that don't have pictures in them? I told him that it would motivate me to print the pictures. And then he so kindly reminded me that I have at least 6 small picture frames around the house lacking photos. So to answer this question, it's been like 4 years. Oh, like for real, 4 years. Okay, so it's time to print pictures. Now, what about you? I need to know that I'm not alone here. So please send me a DM or post on the Instagram. I'm going to post a picture of the 2 big frames. I want you to tell me when the last time you printed pictures for your home are. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about family and ministry. And more importantly, not more importantly, but more specifically, my family. I wanted to share a bit more about where I come from and some more in-depth stories. And I feel like this is a really good place to do that. I don't talk a ton about my life or my childhood. Mostly because that's not what the podcast has been about. It's been about my friends and the guests that are on here. And so I just thought this would be a really cool time for me to share a little bit more about me and my family, where I come from. And I don't often do that because my thoughts and feelings are just that, like mine. A lot of my life is marked with loss and grief, and I've never wanted to seem as exploitive or using my loss to gain anything. But in this season of work and ministry, I'm really feeling the call to go deeper with you, and that means sharing my past. So away we go. I always start by saying I'm a Southern Baptist pastor's kid, and I always chuckle at that because if you were raised around churches in like the 90s and 2000s, it's like this knowing glance, like, oh, you were raised in purity culture. VeggieTales were a thing, and all Christian music, or you only listened to Christian music because, you know, we didn't listen to secular music because secular music was super bad. But if you weren't raised in the church, I want to tell you like what those things kind of mean. I was raised inside the church walls. As a pastor's kid, we were the first ones there and the last ones to leave. I was raised with some pretty strict rules. Some I think are super good and some I think are super silly, or what I view as silly now as an adult. Hit me back in like 3 or 4 years when, you know, I have to make underwear rules with Zoe. That's just, you know, we had rules on underwear. No big deal. But really, I come from a blended family. My dad, Jim, passed away when I was just 4 years old. I don't have a ton of memories of him, but the ones I do are really, really sweet and precious to me. He was a man who was so loved by his sisters. He was fluent in sign language, and he also grew up in and out of foster care. I don't know his story, which really breaks my heart, but I know the path my family, Jesse, me, and the kids have taken has been heavily influenced by his life. My mom is a complete rock star for having been a widow in her early 30s, a mom to 3 little girls, and she carried on. She took care of us in a way I don't ever think I'll understand. And then enter my dad, Denver, and my 2 oldest siblings, making us a blended family of 7, 5 kids, and a mom and dad. My dad, Denver, is the pastor, although ministry runs deep within my family roots. My grandpa was a bush pilot missionary to the villages in Alaska, meaning he flew his small plane to remote villages in Alaska to share Jesus with those locals. My grandparents also opened their home to people, making sure a ton of people who came in and out of their home felt loved and safe. My dad, Jim, was actually going back to school when he passed away, and I think he was going for some sort of Bible degree or missionary degree, something along those lines. I really love looking back and seeing how mission work or ministry has been woven through my family tree. And not to leave out my mom or any woman in my family, my mom has served alongside my dad, Denver, as a pastor's wife now for like 25 years or more. So when I look back at my family and how I was raised, one of the biggest values I see is ministry, sharing Jesus with others, being a light in a dark place. In the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Now, I grew up singing that song, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine." And then it says, "Hide it under a bush. No, I'm gonna let it shine." As I sit here thinking just about mission work or ministry or raising a family, I keep thinking that we have to stop hiding our lights under a bush. We have to set our lights on a lampstand and shine bright for all to see. And I get that that's so much easier said than done, especially when we live in a digital world where keyboard warriors or bullies are at large and cancel culture doesn't allow for an explanation or really an overall understanding. So how can we be lights within our home and lights in the darkness? How can we let ministry sink deep into our family roots? How can we teach our kids to be light when they go out into the world? How can we prepare our hearts to stay strong and not grow weary? I wish that these answers were super easy and that it was a quick and easy fix. And voila, we're all set up. But I don't think that's how it is. I think it's slow and steady work. Within the Tapley home, in the last year, we've been doing the work of having some really honest and open conversations with our family. It's not easy, especially having to have some of those hard conversations in sign language, but we don't want to hide what's happening on the outside world. We also want to make sure that our kids know that they're safe in these four walls, that they are fully loved here, they are fully safe here. They're able to ask questions about race and politics and sex, and the one thing we always ask them is, are you sure you want to know? And if they say yes, then we answer. It's really hard sometimes. We try to tie everything back to the Bible, and let me tell you, that's not easy as parents if we're not in the Bible. If we're not active members in a church body, how can we know what God's word says if we are not actively reading it and pursuing it and chasing down that word for our own lives?
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network, and now a message from a network supporter.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for many of us that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships. These are all things that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers four different ways that you can connect with a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our own homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/JeanetteTapley. And now back to today's show. One of the things I like to be better as a family is memorizing Bible verses. I think it's one of the best ways for us to prepare our hearts to stay strong and to not grow weary. Writing the Word of God in our hearts and meditating on it as a family. Listen to worship music. Start with a bedtime prayer. Repeat these things over and over. It's what we've tried to do. Last year, Titus, my middle child, was having a rough transition into middle school. He kept saying over and over, "There's just so many people. It's so crowded. I just get overwhelmed and lost." And then in that, he was feeling overwhelmed in his classes. So we sat down and asked him what Bible verse that he could look to. One, it was going to calm his nerves. Two, it was going to make him feel strong. And three, my hope is that it was going to help him focus. He told me that his favorite verse is Joshua 1:9, which just so happens to be one of my favorite verses. It's probably because it's one of the first verses he memorized. But either way, he told me that he loves it. So the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9 says this: "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Last year, he needed that reminder. He needed to be reminded to be strong and courageous and that the Lord was with him. So what we did is this. We took a little sticky note and wrote the verse on it, and we slid it into the back of his ID. So he wears his ID like around on a lanyard around his neck every day. They have to at school. And so we literally strapped that verse to him, and it was right at his heart. So anytime he got anxious, all he had to do was hold on to it and think, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified." And I think it even like, "Do not be overwhelmed. Like, the Lord your God is with you." So I think it just gave him like hope to hold on to. Friend, this is our only hope: the Word of God, the Bible. This is how we are light in the dark place. This is how we shine bright in our homes. We cover our people with truth and the Bible. It can be as easy as watching VeggieTales and singing Bible verses to as awkward as pausing a TV show when a character comes out of the closet to discuss our thoughts, our feelings, what the Bible says, and how we are called to love. We have to put action to our lessons and to show our kids and our families what love looks like. Right now, it might be super uncomfortable because it looks like we're all more divided than ever. So I wanted to encourage you to be a peacemaker. Live at peace as best you can. Right now, being the light might look like listening more. It might be praying more. It might be being still. Or for you, the Lord might be calling you to take loud action. I won't tell you what the light should look like for you, but I will tell you, for me and our family, we're listening a lot more. I'm loving the people close to me, and I'm asking more questions. I'm digging deeper, and I'm talking to my kids about what they see, how they feel, and what they think needs to change in our world. Trust me, we do not have all the answers, but I think starting within our four walls is a good place to start. Asking people around us is a good place to start. Shining love is a good place to start. As I sit here thinking about how I was raised and what I do now, I'm so thankful for the generations around me that have modeled ministry work in big and small ways. I don't think my grandpa really understands what I do here on the internet and how I can be doing ministry work on Instagram or meeting you for coffee every day, but I do hope he sees my work as a light in a dark place. I hope that he sees the fruit from his time in the mission field. I hope that both my dads see what I do and know that I'm following their lead. I hope that my mom and my grandma look at me and know that because they held their homes together in such a beautiful way, I've learned to do the same. Their lights have shone so bright that I have been able to take light from them and shine as well. So I wanted to start the series off with this. What values do you see from your roots? What is something that your family has passed on to you? My family has passed down the work and love of ministry. I'm here doing this work because of their legacy. And I hope and pray that my three kids and their kids will continue on whatever their ministry calling will be. You don't have to fly planes to the middle of the frozen tundra. You don't have to preach on a stage weekly. You don't have to start a podcast or share your life with the world. You just have to shine for Jesus. You just have to be the light. Show up right where you are today and be the light. Don't hide your light under a bush. We need to shine together. One last thing. I mentioned a lot of Bible verses or referenced them kind of in passing in this conversation, and I just wanted to list them here from you. They'll also be listed in the description below. So Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 15 is all about being the light. Joshua 1:9, so that's Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, is all about being brave and courageous, strong and courageous. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 is all about living in peace as best we can. And then Psalms chapter 119 verse 11 is memorizing scripture and like keeping the word of God close to our heart so we will not sin against him. That's the verse. Okay, so there's gonna be listed at the end. I just referenced them kind of quickly and in passing, and I wanted to list them here for you so that you could go read them, do your own kind of reading on it, and yeah, be the light, my friends. Be the light. Thanks so much for listening and joining me for coffee. This new series is gonna be so fun, and I would love if you shared it with a friend. Let's grow together. And be sure to join me next week as I sit down for coffee with my new friend, Amanda Borrego. We're going to be talking all about hard times in marriage. I know that sounds super heavy, but trust me, Amanda is lighting up their path for others. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.